Mondays, at least the last few weeks, maybe even over a month now, we've been doing Thank You Next. Thank you. This is where you've been dating someone and then they say thank you next and they move on.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, why'd you break up with me? What happened? Like, why are you saying that it's not you, it's me? Like, that's never true. Like, what did you do? And we just try to get to the bottom of it, and we'll call up your ex and try to get the details for you. Today we're going to help out Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hey, what's up?
So, you want to do this? You're ready?
Yeah, I want a piece of this action, calling your ex and seeing what happened thing.
All right, are you...
I'm sure it's bad, but I don't know. I need to know.
Okay, you want closure.
I'm sure it's bad. Oh my gosh, who said that?
In Karen's defense, not many of these have gone well.
That's true.
So there's that. Okay,
yeah.
Tell us about who you were dating. Give us some names. Give us some details.
Okay, Jake. He and I were dating for a couple months, and I mean, we're just kind of seeing a lot of each other. We didn't have the DTR, but we definitely saw a lot of each other.
Okay.
So you were never like, you never chatted about being exclusive?
No.
Did you consider him your boyfriend?
No, but he was on the way there. Yeah.
You know? Okay. Would you guys have like slumber parties?
Not. Exactly. No. We never like spent the night at each other's place. I mean, he only pretty much came to my place. I never got to see his place.
Okay.
I don't know.
And then he just disappeared? Did he break up with you? Like, what happened?
Well, no. I mean, we'd hang out a lot, you know, okay. During lunchtime, or we would go out and just do what normal people who date do.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, one day, he was just gone. And stopped answering my calls. And he's not on social media, so I couldn't stalk him.
But, sure.
And I would have gone to his place, but he only came to mine.
Serial killer.
Mm. Oh, is that what you're going with?
I'm saying serial killer. Condo, yeah. So.
Okay, so you got your own place, so it just kind of makes more sense. All right.
Yeah, I like my place. Homebody.
And he ghosted you. Okay. Well, why don't we'll take his number and we'll try to track him down and we'll see why after 2 months he bailed on this relationship. Cool?
Yeah, please.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John.
I think both kids lost respect for me that day.
Monroe.
I'm a Tom Hanks fan, but I've never seen Castaway.
And Jackson.
Can't a fatty eat a salad?
Mix 105.1.
Monday morning, doing Thank You Next, helping out Karen, who dated Jake there for a few months. And like they never, I guess, said they were serious, but it sure sounded like it was a serious relationship. Wouldn't you say, Monroe?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
Like they were hanging out a lot. And...
Jackson?
No way. They didn't have to define their relationship. They never talked about it. That's like driving to the supermarket and then sitting in the parking lot, then driving home. You didn't go grocery shopping. You sat in the parking lot.
I've never had a... Look, with my wife, no one was doing that, I guess, at the time. Did you, Monroe, have like a DTR? Like an actual...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, with my husband.
Okay.
I was like, all right. All right.
John, let me tell you how your DTR went. Jen walked up and said, I'm your girlfriend now. And you said, okay.
Oh, my God. Were you at my high school?
Yeah.
That's how it went. All right, Karen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We were able to get a hold of Jake, and he's agreed to be on. So I'm going to pick up with him, but don't say anything yet. Let me just kind of talk to him for a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Jake, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on the air. I hope that's still okay with...
Oh.
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Cool, man. It's Mix 105.1 again, John Monroe and Jackson. And, you know, I told you, like, for a quick second before picking up on this line, like, what we're doing is we're just kind of revisiting past relationships with certain people on our show this morning. And we actually had a listener call in who you dated for a while.
Yeah.
And that listener is Karen. And Karen's just kind of going, like, it just kind of ended out of the blue.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, man. You know, Karen is great, but I don't need you calling me. Look, I've had a GF for a couple of years that I live with, and, you know, Karen was quite honestly just some side action. And, you know, I mean, she's pretty. She's cute, but, I mean, how did it not dawn on her that she never once came over to my place? You know, I mean, I never introduced her to any of my friends. She never came over. We always went to her place. You know, I think it should have been obvious to her. It should have dawned on her that I had somebody else, and she was just my fun.
I appreciate your honesty.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Sure.
I think in some ways it's refreshing.
That was bold. I don't even know what to say.
I want to be honest with you, Jake, then, and let you know that Karen is actually listening in on the other line right now.
Okay.
Karen, Jake's saying that you had to have an idea that he has had another girlfriend.
Is that what I heard? Because I couldn't hear very well. Is that what he said? He said he's got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Jake, I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, Jake, how long did you have?
And I didn't see that coming. Are you
super
serious?
Late at night.
Are you?
Hey, Jake, I got a question for you. You seem pretty interesting. I'm interested in you, Jake. Have you had multiple Karens over the years? You seem pretty.
Well, I mean,
nonchalant.
Not all their names were Karen, but
right.
I mean, I like to have fun. I mean, you live once, you know.
Yo,
your poor girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Well, is your girlfriend okay with it?
Oh
is
my
this
God.
Like?
I'm so glad we did this thing ever again.
I hope
again.
She never finds out, but I mean.
So it's not like an open relationship. It's just something you're doing on the side.
No way.
Okay, it's his hobby. Some people have woodworking, and he's got girlfriends.